Hi, I'm Sean Riley. Today is April 22nd, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of How Are You Helping? Welcome back to another episode of How Are You Helping? The podcast that brings to you notable leaders of purpose-driven organizations who share the mindsets, attitudes, and beliefs that got them focused on living a compassionate, altruistic life or career. Hey guys, I wanted to record a special episode of How Are You Helping? As countries around the globe are still on lockdown in an effort to flatten the curve. I too am stuck working from home, adjusting to this lockdown. But I wanted to create for you a special episode of How Are You Helping? As today, countries around the world are observing and celebrating the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. Today's episode is about the relationship between climate change, the environment, and COVID-19. COVID-19 has a multiplied impact on public health when combined with air pollution. I'll talk about why that is and what we can do to stop it. Then, I'll break down 7 actionable and effective ways you can reduce your carbon footprint. I know many of us have heard the phrase reduce, reuse, and recycle from school, but I want to dig a little deeper than that and maybe share with you some ideas that you haven't heard before that will hopefully inspire you to not only help fight climate change, but to help prevent a future outbreak like COVID-19 and help in our efforts to conserve the environment and protect wildlife, starting today. Today's episode will include an excerpt from an interview I did with CEO and founder of Zero Debris, Ulrich Floresca. I'd like to share some of that conversation with you today as it relates to Earth Day, as we talk about his ocean cleanup nonprofit based in Santa Monica, California. All of that is coming up today on How Are You Helping? I hope you enjoy the show. Before we dive into this episode, in lieu of sponsorships or ads, today I want to send a shout out to all of the frontline healthcare workers, the doctors, nurses, and medical teams, all the volunteers helping with COVID-19 at drive-through testing sites and food banks, all of the policemen, firemen, grocery store clerks keeping stores shelved, delivery men and women, caregivers, restaurant workers, and all the men and women helping keep essential businesses running as we navigate this period of uncertainty. Our mission at How Are You Helping is to spotlight, acknowledge, and celebrate our heroes in times like these. So I personally want to thank each and every one of you who may be listening to this podcast for your amazing contribution and sacrifice. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. For the listeners, if you'd like to stay up to date with our work to spotlight and acknowledge these heroes, please go to howareyouhelping.com and subscribe to our newsletter. I'll be sending out weekly emails with inspirational quotes, news stories, and media, and keep you updated on our activities and opportunities to give and serve. If that sounds interesting to you, please go to howareyouhelping.com and enter your email to subscribe. Now, back to the show. Since the COVID-19 global pandemic emerged and spread around the world, it has caused profound and lasting social and economic consequences in every part of the world. In these unprecedented times, where we've all been on a strict lockdown, many of us have seen firsthand some visible positive impacts to the environment. The air is cleaner, there's less pollution across China, the smog has lifted in LA, the water in Venice, Italy's canals are running clear, pure blue skies were seen in New Delhi, and Mount Kenya can be seen from Nairobi. Guys, today on Earth Day, let's imagine a different Nairobi, a different LA, a different Wuhan, a different India, a different Venice, Italy. Let's imagine a world with less traffic, less pollution, with clear water and clean air. Today, let's feel the sun and imagine what is possible and what type of planet we are passing off to our kids and grandkids. Now, I'm not suggesting we can just be complacent and consider COVID-19 the silver lining to the climate crisis. Improved air quality and reduced greenhouse carbon emissions are only temporary and are tied to global economic slowdown and human distress. The pandemic will also increase levels of hazardous medical waste. This is not the time to be complacent. The positive environmental impact started by this crisis must be sustained by changing our consumption and production behaviors. We need to eliminate our dependency on fossil fuels as much as possible. In fact, oil-producing nations, the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Russia, agreed to a 10% drop in oil production due to sharp decreases in demand due to COVID-19. And although this sounds like good news to climate-conscious people, we need to realize that, according to the climate experts, this decrease would need to be sustained for a year to show up in carbon dioxide levels. So that's why today I'm going to break down 7 actionable ways you can reduce your carbon footprint and also encourage you to advocate for the government to take swift climate action. As Congress designs economic stimulus packages in the wake of this crisis, we need to demand green energy investments, smart buildings, and green and public transport. Let's remember that reductions in air pollution actually have a major effect on whether or not you die from COVID-19. A new Harvard study revealed that long-term exposure to fine particulate matter, a component of air pollution, is linked to a greater chance of dying from this virus. This harmful particulate matter, which is called PM2.5, is combustion from car engines and coal or gas power plants. The study showed that while a small increase in PM2.5 pollution was associated with increased mortality in a variety of causes, an increase in COVID-19 mortality associated with PM2.5 was 20 times higher than all other causes. Therefore, this results in a large increase in the COVID-19 death rate. According to the scientists, now more than ever, we must enforce stricter regulations on toxic emissions in order to save lives. We also need to remember that this outbreak is tied to the destruction of habitats and the illegal wildlife trade. Here is a startling statistic to explain why. 71% of all emerging infectious diseases in the past few decades have come from wild animals, with the rest from livestock and domestic animals. We must permanently end the commercial trade and sale of terrestrial wild animals, especially mammals and birds, for consumption. The rise of pathogens and the trade of these animals leads to enhanced conditions for zoonotic disease outbreaks. The illegal wildlife trade and the destruction of habitats must stop. This is a message that we need to send to governments around the world to protect us from future pandemics and to protect our most vulnerable people. We can't go back to business as usual. We'll need to rebuild by working with nature, not against it. All right, guys, government action is definitely important, but there are several things you can do on an individual level to reduce your carbon footprint. So without further ado, here are my 7 ways to reduce your carbon emissions. The first one is to eliminate single-use plastics. Instead of buying disposable products, purchase items that are durable and will last a long time. For example, carry a tumbler for drinks. Unlike a water bottle or a thermos, a tumbler can retain either hot or cold drinks, so it works just as well for your coffee as it does for a Slurpee refill. Hydro Flask or Clean Canteen are a couple of brands that sell them. Bring reusable grocery bags to the store with you. I'll admit, I often forget this one, but it's a great idea. Plastic straws, plastic water bottles, and multi-layer food packaging all can be reduced or eliminated. Number 2, eat less meat or switch to a plant-based diet. If you look at a diagram of carbon emissions, this will be among the top ways to reduce your carbon footprint, below switching to an electric car or having one less child. But if you're looking for something a little less drastic than those, consider swapping meat and dairy for plant-based foods. Often, reducing these foods from your diet or removing these foods from your diet can have other health benefits as well. But it's best to check with a trusted health professional or dietitian on exactly what you should eat to make sure you maintain a healthy and balanced diet. All right, guys, my third tip for reducing your carbon footprint is to ride a bike and drive less. Or, if you can, don't drive at all. If you can't completely give up driving, driving less and making a habit of walking is a great habit to take on. Try just walking to a few destinations. It's good exercise, and also it's good for the planet. Try it for 60 days during this pandemic, and if you don't like it, you can always go back. Number 4, plant trees. This is a major one. To offset carbon emissions, we need to support decarbonation efforts by stopping deforestation. I've personally volunteered for an organization called Friends of Trees in Portland, Oregon, which is committed to just that. But there are a lot of great organizations out there. If you don't want to volunteer or you would rather donate money, check out carbonfootprint.com. There's a list of carbon projects that you can help support. These are verified carbon standard or VCS projects, which means they were registered and rigorously tested against a set of criteria to determine that they represent real, quantifiable project-based emissions reductions. There are a ton of projects on there to choose from. One of them, for example, is to pledge to support local disadvantaged communities in the Great Rift Valley in Kenya. The trees are carefully planted and managed to live their natural lifespan and meet their biodiversity targets. Each tree planted helps to offset your environmental impact. The trees also replenish sustainable habitat for wildlife and will enhance the natural landscape with native trees. It just costs $12.28 to pledge one tree for this particular project. This tree helps to offset the carbon footprint that a U.S. citizen creates in only 2 weeks. All right, my fifth tip is to unplug your devices when you're not using them. You may not know that even when devices are plugged in, they are still sucking up electricity. So make sure to unplug them whenever they're not in use. Number 6. Here's a statistic. The fashion industry is responsible for 10% of humanity's carbon emissions. The fashion industry is also the second largest consumer of water in the world. It takes about 700 gallons of water to produce one cotton shirt. And for jeans, it takes 2,000 gallons of water. Why is this? Because these are both made from a highly water-intensive plant, cotton. So number 6 is to avoid fast fashion. Fast fashion is the business of quickly turning around new collections, often at lower prices, to encourage consumption. This is proving to be especially toxic for the environment. According to UN Environment, the average consumer buys 60% more pieces of clothing than 15 years ago. Each item is only kept for half as long. A lot of this clothing ends up in the dump, and the equivalent of one garbage truck full of clothes is burned or dumped in a landfill every second. Washing clothes releases 500,000 tons of microfibers into the ocean each year, the equivalent of 50 billion plastic bottles. Many of those fibers are polyester, a plastic found in an estimated 60% of garments. Producing polyester releases 2 to 3 times more carbon emissions than cotton, and polyester does not break down in the ocean. So guys, check your clothing labels, make sure not to buy clothing made with polyester, and make sure to buy clothes that are made to last, and buy consignment or secondhand products whenever possible. Number 7 is to pick up trash and participate in ocean cleanups. To illustrate this point, I've included some of my interview with Ulrich Floresca. Ulrich Floresca is the CEO and founder of Zero Debris, an organization that operates in 4 countries, the United States, Mexico, Nepal, and the Philippines, with a mission to rid the shorelines of all forms of unwanted, unnatural items until there is zero debris. Here's a clip from that interview. Walk me through, after a year, how did that turn into what Zero Debris is today?
Believe it or not, Sean, when, or any of our listeners, if you go to the beach, we basically clean up Santa Monica Pier, that beach area. You would just like be amazed of what type of trash you would pick up. And so there was one time I was like doing the cleanup with the team. we started to pick up syringes with needles. And I said, wow. So that's when it became bigger than just a beach cleanup.
Yeah.
I said, what's happening with the world? It's a question that I pose not to everybody, but I post it to myself. What's going on? How can I be a contribution? And how can I be of service? Even though it's just like a minor thing of like 2 hours to 3 hours of picking up trash. There's always fun and camaraderie whenever we meet up once a month. So that's something that I think is the backbone of the organization, is that we're not doing this so that people would, you know, praise us or tap us on our shoulders.
Right.
It's not that. It's the awareness that in our own small way, as humans, we could make a difference. Even if it's mundane, it doesn't matter. It's something that you could give back to the world or be proud that you did something. You don't need to go to the mountains and, I did this. No, you don't need that, but at least have the decency to be part of humanity.
What I've noticed about what you do in your work, you talk a lot about integrity and authenticity. What are three action items that you would give to business owners or nonprofit leaders to say, these are the types of things that you should do to make sure that you're bringing integrity and authenticity every day in their businesses?
Wow, powerful question. One thing that I have learned in regards to a nonprofit, whatever your mission and vision is for your company, as well as for your organization, make sure that you live up to it. Because the mission of Zero Debris is actually to pick up trash on any water, lakes, seas, oceans. And it starts from ourselves. If your business is about sales, or if your business is about computers or IT or whatnot, be in integrity with your motto or your mission for your company. That's number one. Number two is make sure that you take care of the people who are working for you. And I am so glad that the volunteers of Zero Debris have always been fun, loving, and very generous, to the point that we just enjoy ourselves when we are at the beach. And I never in my entire leadership for Zero Debris thought that it's going to grow. And so imagine Zero Debris now is in Mexico, Zero Debris is in Nepal, Zero Debris is in the Philippines, and they're all waving the banner of Zero Debris. And I have never imagined that. What I keep to myself, and I share this to the listeners, is authenticity is being true. If there's something that you need to tell them, do not make them guess of what's going on. Just level with them. Talk with them on authenticity and truthfulness, because they would always understand that. And aside from that, like I said, with regards to integrity, you keep what you said you're going to do. Do it whenever you said that you're going to do it, and do it even if people are not expecting you to do it. I think that is how I could define what integrity is all about. You stand on your word and you keep your word.
That's awesome, Orich. Thank you so much for sharing those lessons. And I'm sure, you know, all of the business leaders and people leading organizations that listen to this podcast are going to take a lot away from that. So thank you so much. Why do you feel that it's important that we're focusing on environmental issues today?
Good question. The question that I'm going to throw out there to the listeners is, do we have another planet if we don't save our planet?
It's a great question.
So to answer that, the environment is actually not just land, water, and air. The environment is actually ourselves. What kind of environment do I have in my speaking with people? In my own human way, I have my own environment. And if I don't clean up my environment, it's a reflection of what I'm going to do with this planet. So that's where Zero Debris, that's where we tagged it. It's more than a beach cleanup. All right.
Orange, thank you so much again.
Thank you, man.
I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you all so much for tuning in. Hope you all have a wonderful Earth Day as we cherish this one beloved planet we call home. Till next time.